Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flandington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast. Brought to you by Metal Injection.
We're on.
Yeah.
Oh, hey!
What? What's going on, guys?
We're here
for...
We're queer. We don't want any more queer.
We're not... What?
Why?
All right.
Let's get serious here.
I'm Rob. That's Noah.
Hi.
That's Sid.
We just picked some food out.
Wait,
of
you just pointed
right
at Noah.
Now,
and...
It's rude.
Darren, stating the obvious, jerk. And we have Anthony back on the show this week.
Second time on the show. I'm making another cameo.
Crowd favorite. Crowd requested it.
Not really. Thank you.
And in a few minutes, it's going to be history on the live cast as we have our first guest.
Celebrity guest.
Who more than us know. Like people, actual people that listen to the show actually. Face Mike McKenzie, guitarist of the Red Chord. We're going to be calling him in a few minutes.
I thought when you said history, I thought we were going to like talk about the Civil War or something.
Oh well, we tried to get someone from the Civil War on the show, but they're not metal fans,
and they were dead.
Oh, that was another hindrance.
Okay,
but other than that, since the game show thing is working out so great for us, since we had Sexual Jeopardy last week. We came up with another game, Darren. Tell us about it.
It's called Death or No Death. And our panel, our illustrious panel here before me, is going to determine whether, from a group of band names, which one is fake or which one is real, as the case may be. So that's what the hell is that?
Is that the buzzer?
I was going to say,
you're going to hear a lot of this.
That was alarm.
I thought you shat yourself.
No. Oh, yeah, that's what my shatting sounds like. Shatting?
It's going to be fun.
Is that in the old Merriam-Webster dictionary? Shatting.
Merriam? That's what you are.
Merriam-Webster. That's where the G-Unit book got their vocabulary from. Merriam-Webster.
That's the book that Ja Rule uses to write his name. Right on cue, you hit the music. Thank you.
Yeah, no, none of that. None of that this week.
He's stoned, Darren. Stoned.
I actually am not stoned yet. Yet.
So now you have no excuse for your fuck-up.
Oh, I am stoned.
He's holding up a beer, though.
I'm a little buzzed. I'm going to say I'm drunk.
What is that? Full moon?
Full moon.
I know it's a blue moon.
Well, this is a blue moon seasonal collection. I don't know. There's this gas station a block away from our Metal Injection Studios, and they just have, like, the most obscure beer that no other place in this neighborhood has.
Who would think that a gas station would have an array of beer?
Yeah, it's nice. It's great. Cause, it's funny because one day while walking to the Metal Injection Studios, mm-hmm. I went into every bodega, which is a term we in New York use for general store for all you Southerners. I know we have some people from Nebraska. Which
Spanish
is,
term.
Which
Once the Southerners heard the word bodega, they turned us
turned
off.
It, okay, yeah. So cool.
Okay, I'm not into
cool.
that shit.
Some
well,
kind of, some kind of Mexican show or...
Like I would go in and I'm like, hey, do you guys have Blue Moon? And the looks I got, kind of hot.
What are you talking about, I see? Blue Moon. The fuck is that?
Yeah, classy beer. That's what it is. But anyone have any fancy stories?
No, did you see Obama on the Leno?
Oh, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
I wanted to watch it. But
I was walking to the Metal Injection Studios. And I'm in 7-Eleven. And the paper, all right, first of all, the New York Post.
Oh, right? Yes.
It's not even a newspaper, really. It's
it's the dignified world version of Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
So for I know, I mean, I figure this is kind of like well-known across the country for being a rag. But just in case, you know, we have people listening in Nebraska. It's like it's owned by the same guy as Fox News, and it's just like it's just they take cheap shots at everything. So on the cover, they show him with Leno, and it says, Obama yucks it up while economy burns.
Yeah.
What? Like, he's supposed to sit, like, and not do anything else until
he can't live.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the same, like, George Bush, the previous president, spent 60% of it, or was it 60%? Or, like, 40, I think 40%. 40% of his term on vacation.
Yeah. 8 months of, or no, I think.
No, he spent 2 years. I think it was like two and a half years of his presidency on vacation.
But that's kind of good, though.
More time.
Yeah, I guess they're like, just go hang out, man. We'll send you the papers to sign.
Like with Obama, you want him doing stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I just think he'd have better taste than to go on Leno. Like, go on Letterman at least. Come on.
I mean, all right. Point taken. But I just think it's.
He's probably a favorite NBC.
He's trying to appeal to middle America.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, where was that criticism when Bush was president, you know?
Yeah, that's like, what I was just saying.
Making jokes about everything and, like,
well,
laughing.
The economy wasn't on fire then. Apparently now it's burning.
No, with, things were actually on fire.
Yes. Yeah.
Cities were drowning.
Anyway,
he's going to call this dude.
We should do it, right, guys? And of course, we have a phone number because we're super technological here. Fucking crazy. Give us a call, 646-929-1357. You can hang out with us and or two.
Do you want to do a music break while you arrange that?
No, we could just do it live.
Call him.
You can.
We'll do it live.
I just thought that it was because we never, ever do anything right technologically on the show. So.
How dare you?
Well,
it's amazing that we even got this up and running. Like,
yeah,
on time.
It's amazing that we do the show and we've done it for 13 weeks. Like that's a feat in itself.
Yeah, man, it was like 3 months, right? Is it? That's like 4.5 years.
Yes. Yes.
In wow. 12 years, right?
God, shit! I am old.
You need to start giving out lifetime achievement awards.
We'll do that next episode.
We'll have like one of those award montages for all the hosts that have died.
All right. Hook it up, Noah. His phone number is
235 pound.
You wish. You wish Red Court fanboys listening at home.
Hey, you wish you had his real number. He gave you like a car service. Yeah, you can call
me. Better work.
Sure.
Let's prank him at first. Let's prank him. Go ahead.
Say it all again.
JCVD's calling him.
Hello?
You are the sixth large pie?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. I love them.
This is the Metal Injection Live cast. We were just pranking you right there.
Ah! We got you.
Oh, no.
What's up? You totally fell for it. Godface, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I just want to let you know there are millions and millions of people in this country right now that are not listening to this live cast. How do you feel about that?
Hundreds of millions, probably.
Maybe even billions. It's safe to say billions.
Anyway, I would say there's at least 6 billion people not listening.
Yeah. Well, maybe like 5.99.
Maybe like 5 billion. Yeah.
5.
Fuck them.
And,
how many people
are on the line? Oh, we got a full crew here. There's trying to count.
5.9 billion people are in the
carry. Three.
In
there's
real
five
numbers
people,
or imaginary numbers?
There's 5 people with microphones. 2 people without microphones.
Did you want to introduce everybody? Just so.
Okay. I'm Rob. That's Noah.
Noah, say hi.
Hi.
Okay, that's Noah. She's the girl.
Sometimes.
With a guy name.
Right.
There's Anthony over here.
What's going on, Gunface?
That's Anthony. And then there's 3D, or that's Darren.
Hello. Well, the guy's name is Gunface. I mean, he should appreciate someone with a nickname.
Who said it was a nickname?
3D.
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
And then that's Sid. Sid is going to be the one that doesn't like Cynic. that's how you know it's speaking.
Sid's a punk fan.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm also a fan. Yeah, okay.
I'm also just a big fan.
You're a big what?
I'm a fan of spite. Not the band, just
spike?
Just the
being
emotion. Spiteful. Yes.
The action. And Frank is also here, and we're trying to plug him into the board.
That's what she's
and in doing.
You guys in a, like, you guys in like a studio or something?
I totally can't hear what's going on right
now. He asked if we were in a studio.
Yeah, we're at the Metal Injection Studios, the world-renowned studios in Brooklyn, New York.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's a little more than a couple of plugs in there, like a headphone. That's basically
or
it's somebody's kitchen.
Computer.
Technology. Technology does it.
We're basically screaming out the window with a rolled up toilet paper roll.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're. Oh, I'm surprised we could do this conference call thing here.
It's not bad.
But all you millions of people not listening at home, you too can talk to Gunface. Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. On your Facebook status that you're packing for something.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going?
That I'm what? Oh, I'm packing? I haven't actually packed yet. I'm getting ready tomorrow to leave for a week with Walls of Jericho. And we start in Toledo on Sunday, but we have to leave a little early to pick up our merch, so we're leaving tomorrow. And because Toledo, and then it's like 4 dates in Canada. I don't remember the order, but I think the cities are Toronto, Windsor. I think Windsor's the last show.
You hear that, Windsor? Are you there? I think lines are forming.
Oh, sweet. And there's some two other cities, Montreal and Quebec City. Yeah, those are the other places.
So the Frenchies get to see you, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't been to some of these places in a while. And Toledo.
Cool. And
it should be cool.
And you guys are writing and possibly recording a record?
Yeah, we're actually finishing up the writing process. We have like about 15 songs now, but we don't really not really 15 songs. I mean, we have pieces, you know, so it's hard to gauge how many songs we really have, but we're gonna you know, write a bunch of them and pick the best ones, and we're going to the studio April 20th. We're recording at Johnny Faye's studio in New Hampshire. Lovely Milford, New Hampshire.
When are you guys recording? When are you guys recording? What's the date?
April 20th through...
What's like the shorthand version of the date? The shorthand?
What's the what?
The shorthand version of the date.
He's trying to
numerals,
get you to say 420.
Oh, 420, yeah, that's the first day of recording, yeah.
I see what you did.
I don't know what you're talking about, but, you know, it has something to do with a number, right? Some number joke, one of those inside number jokes that I don't get, right?
Listen, Rob just learned Roman numerals last week. He's very impressed with himself.
It was fun. It was
yeah.
X.
How long does that recording process take, usually?
Well, we're going to do 5 weeks this time. Last time it was 4 weeks. I mean, it's 5 weeks is a nice, comfortable amount of time, so you're not too rushed, but you're not, like, wasting time in the studio either. I feel like 4 or 5 weeks is ideal.
Now, let me ask you, is this the heaviest material you guys have ever written? And is this probably some of the best stuff you've ever written and way better than any of the other stuff that you've written?
Well, it's definitely the fastest. I mean, it's probably a bit on the heavier side. It's definitely the fastest stuff we've ever written, because I know that I definitely like send some tracks over when I've been writing, sending tracks over to the guys, and then afterwards saying, "Oh shit, this is really really fast." Are we gonna go? You know, like I'm recording ideas and stuff, and then we get to practice, and I'm like, wow, this is actually incredibly difficult to play. But, I definitely give Brad, some of the stuff I've been writing lately, I've been giving Brad a lot.
Drummer.
Of, you know, his work. He's got his work cut out for him. He's got a lot of blasting and super fast stuff he has to do.
Now, does it sound exactly like Fused Together in Revolving Doors? And if no, why not?
It sounds. It's exactly the same song, just played in a more underground and more cool way. So, like, basically, like, we're gonna play the same songs on that record. Really cool people will be able to hear it, and anybody who, you know, people who are into like trendy shit won't be able to hear it because they're so awesome that they heard the first record. And another thing, we're throwing in a bonus. If you are under 25 years old and you claim, or actually, I should say under 20 years old. That's better because 25 is not that young. Under 20 years old and you claim to have listened to the record when it came out and it's the only one you like, then you get a bonus cookie.
A cookie?
Yeah, because you win how cool you are when you're, you know, when you're 20 years old and the record came out when you were like 11, 12.
Honestly,
you're cool enough, you know, to know that that's the only good record and that we're pieces of shit for even trying to write anything else.
Right.
I think just putting out an album on a major record label is just really pussy. Like, I think you should only reward your fans that record anything into any recording device, basically.
Yeah, you really should. Yeah, you should say, hey, these guys support us with our early stuff, so let's break up so they only have that one record to listen to. Because we really appreciate the fact that they bought it, so we're not going to help. We're not going to give them anything else. We're going to be like, okay, we're done.
Yeah, you guys should have stopped at like a demo, maybe.
Well, the trick is just keep changing the band name so every record is the early stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what you got to do now. You keep changing the band name.
There's lots of other colors. Be a different colored chord every album. There you go. You're welcome.
Well, the next record is we're called the Yellow Chord, and we're.
Not to be confused with the yellow.
We're named after a frozen string of urine.
And then you know, you could be like the blue chord, and then if you put them all together, it'll be like, which one do I pick? I think it's the blue chord. You know, it's like, what's that? You broke up for a second. Can you repeat that?
We're called the primary colors chord. Really?
Nice.
They don't know, you know. We're doing it right. We're going to record Dreaming in Dog Years 8 times in a row.
Just change every third word.
It shouldn't even be like the whole song. It should just be like the sing-along at the very end. Like that's all. It should just be like this. It should just be.
You know, the funny thing is that now, like, for a while it was the first record that, you know, people said, oh, I want my first record, Client sucks. And then you got the next generation of people that thought Clients was awesome and Pray for Rise sucked, and they hadn't even heard the first record. So it was like different generations of people who are too cool for whatever record you're putting out. Basically, everybody's too cool to do anything. That's why they should just stay in their houses and never talk to anyone.
Right, and it's like when this one comes out, people are going to be like,
cool. Well, this one, now that the whole, like, now that everybody's throwing around this term deathcore all the time, now when this record comes out, they're going to go, this is deathcore, and they play the deathcore part right here, and this is how it gets in deathcore. You know, it's like the people that go to see a movie, and they, maybe it's a sci-fi movie, and they question every single thing that happens, and like, go, that couldn't happen, why would that? That's not realistic. That wouldn't happen. Just go enjoy the movie. Just enjoy it. Just relax. You know?
Yes. If you want to see realism, you can sit on your fucking couch and scratch your balls all night long.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you can go to your job and be miserable. I'd rather just have fun.
Did you guys come up with the title for the new record yet? Or any song names or anything?
Well, we've been tossing around a few ideas. I don't really want to say it because I didn't, you know, the guys, we haven't totally agreed on it yet, but we have a couple ideas. We've got some themes. We have the song title. Actually, you know, a lot of our titles are working titles.
Uh-huh.
We're still like, we do have a song called Mouthful of Precious Stones. That's one of our songs. Mm-hmm. But that's a song title that's staying, but generally, you know, the working titles are what we've been calling them. Like, what do we have for working titles? We got Cheaters is a working title with a Z at the end. You know, like people would cheat in a new metal way. And then, And then there's a...
Is that your metal song? You guys doing a new metal?
No, actually, it's a and really then, fast, hard-to-play death metal song, I guess.
Because I was thinking maybe you guys are trying to get on, like, Disturbed's music as a weapon tour and, like, really trying to branch out and break out of that deathcore mold that you guys...
I'll be honest with you. I would do that tour in a heartbeat, but I don't think they... I don't know if they have us, but... Oh, Brad's friend Ernie is one of our work. That is named after Brad's space heater that he brings to the practice space because the heat doesn't work at our practice space all the time.
Oh.
And Dork Nile, that's a song about a person who's in denial of being a dork. And then we got a song called Real Men Stand Tall and Proud All the Time. That's another working title. They're all working titles right now, I guess. Nerd Temples is one.
Now, how do you guys write the music? What's the process like? How does that go?
Well, it's been different for every record, I guess, but for this record, we've been... for this record, it's mainly been Greg and I writing on our own at home, and then we'll record the parts and program the drums and then send it to the other guys, and then we, you know... Everybody learns the song, and then we all play together. And then after that, like, changes start to happen and things. If basically, we, Greg or myself, will write, you know, a full song, bring it to the band, and then we'll work from there. You know, sometimes it, different things happen. And we've got a couple songs that, like, have been ripped apart 3 or 4 times that, you know, riffs. I actually have a riff that I've been trying to make work for, like, probably, like, 2 records, you know, like, it's this old. It's an older riff that we all really love. It's just we haven't found a home for it. So maybe it won't. I don't know if it'll even find a home on this record. We'll see.
Now I wanted to ask. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to tell you. There's another working title song called Supple Rossin, and that is named after. Well, it's a song that had some parts that reminded us of Suffocations, and Chris Rossin of Walls of Jericho really hates when we use the term Suffo to describe stuff, like, because we'll describe, like, the Suffo blast, you know, the snare and the kick at the same time that, you know, ended. And so we always refer to that blast as the Suffo blast, you know. So when we were talking about writing while we were on tour at Walls, Chris would be like, I hate that term Suffo. I hate when you guys say that. Suffo blast, Suffo riff. So we decided to add it to his last name, and now we nicknamed him Suffo Rossin. He really hates that.
He earned it.
He earned it, yeah.
Now, I was hoping that we could get some sort of a preview of the new material. Now, I'm sure you probably don't even have it there, but can you possibly mouth some riffs for the millions
sure,
of people?
Sure, yeah, yeah. I mean, I have lots of demos, but you'd probably really rather hear me going, like,
there's
a riff you'll especially like the riff that goes.
Sounds like the Beverly Hills.
Dude,
sounds like what?
Dude, I'm loving where this record is going.
It's going to be all TV.
Well, wait till you hear this one that goes. And then it goes. And then there's a blast. Imagine a blast over this part, and you'll get the full idea of how it's supposed to go.
Is it a Suffo blast?
What?
Is it a Suffo blast?
No, it's not a Suffo blast. It's the traditional blast, the standard. I call it. People call blast different things. I call it the standard.
Yeah, here you got a blast.
Standard.
You can't pick that up.
You know,
the standard blast is the, you know, the kick snare, the sped up punk beat.
Right.
I think you should forget about, like, all the equipment and just hum all the riffs for this album.
It's more eco friendly that way, I guess.
Hum core.
Okay, well, I'll think of this one because. And then there's a solo later on.
That's a Chris Judd song.
Oh, nice. Do you guys get a little proggy in there? Throw a little prog? Everyone's throwing up
the frog. There's some froggy parts happening, I guess. Yeah, there's like a... There are a couple moments here and there where it gets a little, you know, ponytail, death metal kind of stuff.
Ponytail death metal, wow.
You know, like the ponytail, glasses, standing still, button-down shirt, death metal.
Oh, shit. That is serious.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Is that how you, that's how you judge what type of metal it is, by the
look? By the look, yeah.
The look.
Yeah, that's exactly how you judge it. Yeah, it's like, oh, those guys are death metal guys. Oh, those guys are those guys. Okay. By looking at them, that's usually the case. Like, they're awkward, man, because they have short hair, definitely. There's no way around it.
Yeah. If you have three X's on your shirt, hardcore band, screaming it.
Yeah.
Because they were in a...
Oh, you're playing...
Flavor Flame.
Yeah, I totally sold out. I shaved my head.
What?
Yeah, I sold up just a couple of days ago, maybe like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Really? You don't have those long locks of beautiful hair? Oh, the beard?
No, I can still get the beard, but basically, being a short hair guy, or actually bald guy, I'm no longer true, and you can commence calling me a phony and all that stuff.
You have to join Earth.
I mean, you could already call me that because I was in a fellow band at the Red Court anyway.
Right. But you have that, like, Kerry King look then, I'm thinking, though, right? Do you have tattoos on the side of your head?
He's a poser, Kerry King.
I did. I got some tattoos. I got some tribal down my arm.
Nice.
And, I got some, you know, and my beard got way longer, so. Plus, now I play a V. So everything's changed.
Oh, shit.
Are you going to start speeding up your guitar solos on the record?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, because I can't. Yeah, I'll definitely be speeding one up, yes. Did he do that?
Yes.
Oh, Jimmy
Page.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
That's up one.
Wow, Sid's true with 2 zeros.
So, Gunface, do you listen to music or do you just play it?
What?
I listen to a few tunes every now and then. The old classics like Saints Go Marching In, you know,
Barbara Mandrell.
Yeah, you know, the National Anthem. I'll listen to that. That kind of stuff. Actually, I've been listening to a lot of the new A-Camp or A-Camp, whatever it's called. It's A-Camp, the
sounds like
side project of the Cardigans.
Oh, I heard of them. Isn't one of the dudes from Shudder to Think in that band? I think he's...
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know who's in the band. I just know that Nina from the Cardigans sings. That's all I know about
it. Does it sound like the Cardigans?
A bit. I mean, her voice is a big, you know, big part of their identity. So I guess, yeah, a little bit, but the music's a little different.
Now, just to clarify, a little clarification here, Cardigans are not a metal band, right?
No, they're not. However, they did cover some Sabbath. They covered Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Wow.
Oh.
No, maybe they covered, yeah, I think they covered that, and they covered Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
They're amazing.
Anyone who's down with Sabbath is that? I was just thinking. By the way, the most coherent.
What's that? You got
what?
You got cut off a little bit.
I was saying I think this is the most coherent interview that we have had with each other.
Oh yeah, it's because you got me on the phone. It's a little different on the phone, I guess.
Yeah, and you don't have anybody else to help you along.
Well, that's the thing, is usually when Greg and I are together, that's when things get ridiculous.
Right.
Like, if it's just, you know, if it's just us, you know, if you're doing one-on-one with one of us, it can be ridiculous, but when we're together, we can't be serious.
I have an idea. Get him on the line. Three-way bitch.
He's not enough for you anymore, Gunface?
I'm over Gunface.
Oh, fuck that.
Wait, I have a question. Why do you call yourself Gunface?
Oh, I don't call myself Gunface. Other people call me Gunface.
Yeah, what do you think he is, Noah? Come on.
Well, I don't know, because, like, whenever I imagine Gunface, I imagine that kid who shot himself while listening to Judas Priest.
Oh, my God.
And, you don't...
The guy, what did he do?
he shot himself while listening to Judas Priest. He was trying to kill himself, but instead he like shot his face off.
Yeah.
Oh, that kid. Yeah.
Like,
well, I
so his name should be Gunface, but you know.
He's dead now.
Oh, he is?
Well, I didn't choose.
He tried again.
Wait. Okay.
What's that? What's that, Gunface?
I didn't choose the name Gunface. I actually, I came up with the wording, I guess. It's actually a Rolling Stones song, but that's not where I got it. I was making a TV show, cable access show back in the day, and I decided to call it Gunface because I thought it was a really ridiculous sounding title. And my old guitar player Kevin, started calling me Gunface one day as a nickname because to differentiate between myself and Mike, our old drummer. So, and then it just sort of caught on and people started calling me that. And, Gunface, really, you know, but people will say, oh, he's not Mike, he's Gunface, you know, and it's just kind of stuck. So, yeah, I didn't pick that. Honestly, the funny thing is I was going to call the cable access show Bakery Face. So
imagine.
I'm really glad that I didn't call it that.
We have a name for Rob, too. It's Boot Face.
That's actually true.
Face?
Boot Face. Yeah.
Great name.
He looks like someone stomped a boot in his face.
No, his face looks like a boot.
Oh, completely unrelated.
See, I don't have the origin.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, I'll have to remember that for next time. We're roughhousing.
So when is your new CD coming out? When's like the planned release?
Well, we haven't, I mean, we're not that far along just yet, but I imagine we'll probably shoot for the maybe October-ish, but that's totally, like, don't quote me on that, because we're still, we still have to, like, discuss it and stuff. We don't really know, like, we're kind of, like, things are open a little bit right now because we have the studio, and then we have some possible European tour plans in the summer.
That's such a big
deal. What's that?
Such a big deal.
Yeah, when are you shooting the Pepsi commercial?
It's already done. Already done. It's in post right now.
So
I got a lot of money for that.
Nice. You got to live.
We have a caller.
Oh, a caller from the 978 area code. Hello, you are on the air with
what's happening, guys?
Who is this?
This is Dave.
What's up, Dave?
What's Dave or Steve?
Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah, there
you go.
I had a question.
You got
to have
an eight. That's in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I had a question for Gunface.
Go ahead.
Where are you? You're in Massachusetts somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. How'd you know?
Because, well, your area code, 978.
Oh. Oh, that'll do it.
No, don't just tell him you have ESP or something. You're really freaking.
You should have blew his mind right there.
Well, no. I mean, nobody knows about this area code thing. I just cracked the code myself, actually. Oh.
It's like the Da Vinci Code.
It revealed the eternal life and all that crap.
Dave, what's your question?
I just wanted to know, Mike, who's your non-metal influences?
Oh.
Non-metal influences are. Well, Stevie Ray Vaughan is a big one.
I was hoping you'd say
probably
that.
David Bowie.
How about Bloodfire?
Yeah. Oh, it's Dave Marchand. I just recognize your voice. I didn't recognize you for a minute. I'm like, wait a minute.
He begged me to call you.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. I'm glad
you're
doing well.
Yeah, there you go.
So Jake,
you're calling me a little in.
What's going on here, guys? We're doing a radio show.
This is like a cool.
Sorry.
I'll let you guys go.
All right, good to hear from you, dude. All
right, buddy. See ya.
Talk to you later.
You could have texted him that, dude. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. I didn't recognize his voice at first. That's my good buddy, Dave Marchand.
Question. Yeah, he's such a good buddy that you can't. The only way he can reach you is through a radio show.
Oh man, Gunface is going on a radio show this week. I can finally talk to him.
I can ask him how his mother is.
Well, I'm a very elusive guy, I guess.
Is that how you interact with all your friends through public?
Yeah.
That's the only reason he's...
Yeah, I said, look, guys, you want to talk. I'm doing this radio thing. I guess you can call me through it. You know, it's not even a radio thing, but people keep calling it that. It's a podcast, but, you know, go nuts. And they were like, okay, we'll do it. And I was like, don't call me. And then they didn't.
If any other of Gunface's friends or relatives are listening at home, feel free to give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. And one last thing, I know you said you had some ideas for your new album title. I have a great idea for what you should call it. You ready for it?
Yes.
Metal Injection. Think about it.
Oh, you know what? I was actually, you know what? Maybe I can, I don't know if you'll be okay with this, you know, using your idea a little bit, maybe taking it and calling it metalinjection.net.
You broke up a little, sorry.
Well, maybe call it metalinjection.com instead of .net, because .net, you know, like, who would call it that?
Doesn't have the same ring to it. Doesn't have the same ring
than
the .net. I really think it would push album sales if you called it that, because people would be like, oh, I've heard of this thing. It's all over the internet.
Isn't that something really funny at .metalinjection.com, like real metal?
Yeah, it's a molding.
I've gone there before by accident. Yeah. Your mind is about to be blown, but I was going to put Frank's picture on the back cover. That was my idea. I was going to sneak it in there last minute.
I'm on it.
But I don't know. Maybe just his face.
You should get Pushhead to draw Rob's face and put it on the front cover.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
all right. It's in.
You heard it here first on the live cast. The new record from the Red Chord is called metalinjection.net, and it'll have Frank on the back cover. Pick it up in stores everywhere in October. Am I right? I think I'm right.
You got it.
Will it be downloadable?
Well, sure.
Will people be able to download it illegally?
Will they need to download it legally, or will they?
Well, we know. Now, I want to ask you this. Do you take that into consideration? Like, how will the song sound at 128 kilobytes a second? You know, do you think about that now?
No, just you.
Do you write songs for 128 kbps?
Well, you know, it definitely comes into my mind, yes. But I'll tell you this. I've never heard of MP3s. So I'm going to do, like, a record. I honestly, you know what, it kind of bums me out. DVD audio thing was kind of coming into being, and they were like releasing the Black album on DVD audio, like 5.1 surround and everything. And people really don't want their music to be bigger. They want to squash it even smaller. Yeah. You know, they want, eventually they're going to have like a penny, something the size of a penny, and they're going to just stick it in their face.
It'll be like a gum you could eat, and then it'll just get the music. It'll release the music.
Actually, you know what? There was this lollipop thing one time that I saw. It was, you put a lollipop in this little thing, you bite down the lollipop, and it vibrates the music into your skull.
What? No way.
Yeah. It was like a super duper, not super duper. What the hell are those things? Chupa Chups. You know those weird little lollipops?
I think they only sell those in Amsterdam, actually.
Really? And that was probably where I saw it.
Will this album be coming out on Kasingle?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Kasingle. We're going to do a live laser disc edition.
Are you going to release a Betamax audio version?
A Betacock. It's going to come out. I bought
Betamax,
a
Laserdisc. Yeah, Betacock.
It didn't last long.
Now, laser.
Yep, we've got a...
We're just talking over each other.
What about Laserdisc?
They're like the size of vinyl, right? Like,
yeah,
it's like the
bigger.
Same.
Bigger.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, they were big, giant. They were like giant-looking CDs.
Yeah.
You know?
intense.
They looked like giant. They kind of were giant TVs, I mean, technically.
Yeah,
and they used to record data on both sides of it, so you would inevitably smudge one side or the other when you were playing it, like picking it up.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm.
Yep.
Now, I hear you're a root beer connoisseur. Is that true? Do you like the root beer? Is that a good friend?
Yeah, I do. I love root beer.
Now,
actually, we picked up a case of Polar Classics root beer last night. It was delicious.
Now, do you like cream soda? I'm more of a cream soda gentleman.
Well, I like cream soda, but...
Cream soda gentleman?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, but I prefer root beer.
Everyone does.
And cream soda.
I prefer vanilla to licorice. Sorry. Sorry.
Well, I don't particularly like licorice myself. Greg drinks like, you know, Moxie and all that garbage.
What's Moxie?
What's that?
Oh, you never heard of Moxie? It was apparently one of the first sodas, and it was originally cough syrup, and then they turned it into a drink, and it tastes like. Actually, it tastes kind of like Jaeger. And Greg doesn't drink, but I always told him, well, if you did drink, you'd probably like Jaeger because you actually like drinking Moxie, and I think both Jaeger and Moxie taste like crap.
But it doesn't have booze, right?
No.
No. It's just soda.
So it's like Jaeger-flavored?
It tastes...
Jaeger without the fun.
Yeah, except it came long before Jaeger, of course. It was like the 1800s or something.
All the disgusting taste of booze without getting drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, the only reason I'll drink Jaeger is if I'm trying to make things happen quick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's pretty much the only reason to drink Jaeger.
Like
right?
Vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jaeger's my trigger. You know, everybody's got a trigger drink, and I don't like Jaeger, but Jaeger's my, you know, every time I've had a lot of Jaeger, it always leads to, you know, bad decisions.
Like the second Red Chord record.
Oh, shit.
No. There you go.
Rob's trigger drink is cream soda.
Ooh. Yeah, you better relax.
All right. This is definitely the last question. Ladder up an ass. Let's talk. That wasn't a question.
Ladder up an ass?
It's for everyone who is not aware, at one of the stops on last summer's Mayhem Fest tour, you basically came up with this idea for this band, right? Well, why don't you tell us the story? Why don't you give us a little back?
Well, Ladder of Bananas, I'm actually having a little moral dilemma here. I'm not really sure if I should tell you the real story or the real story.
Give us
the real
story.
The real story? Well, we're actually, I'll tell you a version of some story that you'll hear from my mouth. We've done a lot of bands in the past. We've had a lot of, like, surprise acts on a lot of shows. You know, we did Dirt Mistaken for Weed, which footage of at some point. We did Moon, Mount Fuckasaur. It actually all started in Belgium in 2003 when Mount Fuckasaur played our very first show at this club in Belgium. Our first show of a band we had talked about and fucked around with. And we basically just, you know, we did Plan Fuckasaur. We just did a million joke bands, you know, which ended up being more fun than actual bands, you know, like, because, you know, being serious sucks. And so we were talking about it one day with everybody, and we were kind of like, you know, going over, like, all these joke bands that we had done with a bunch of different people. And Corey from Slipknot was talking about joke bands he had done, you know, in different situations, and especially, like, you know, we were like, whoa, this idiotic crap that we always do, you know, we were like, wow, there are people like us out there. And we came up with the idea for Ladder Up an Ass. I don't remember how it started exactly. It was just a series of conversations at the at the catering area every day over lunch. We would. It was kind of like being in the cafeteria in high school. You know, we had a loud table that was really obnoxious and annoying, and making a lot of childish jokes, and all the other tables around us were really irritated. That was kind of how it was, because every day we'd be like, ah, ha, 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 what if we were going, oh, ha, 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 you know, and it ended up being like...
Is, the thing is, you were hanging out with the star quarterback, right? So no one's going to give you shit.
Well, I suppose. It was the brainchild of mainly myself, Greg, Bron from Mastodon, Chris from Walls of Jericho, and various other people that came and went during it. But that was like the core group that discussed it every day and talked about it every day. It was one of those things where we were like, oh, yeah, ha, 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 let's form a joke band. And we were like, you know, well, how could we have a joke band play on this? We can't have it play on this tour. I mean, these are like sanctioned shows. This isn't the same as like, you know, we're playing some venue, you know, wherever, and we are headlining, or somebody in the joke band's headlining, and we can do whatever we want. And we were just kind of like, oh, this is a festival. How are we going to do it? Oh, maybe we'll do it on an off day. And we were like, okay, but that doesn't... Our bands are all playing in different places on off days, so how are we going to make that happen?
Right.
So then there was a time when Airborne was supposed to fly out and play the Jimmy Kimmel show. I think it was when they were... Or maybe it was Bakken. It was one of the others. They flew out for two different things. It was one of those. And we were like, oh, it's free. So we're like, well, what if we play an Airborne spot? So that was the idea. Then we screwed up the days, and we realized, oh, fuck, they already got back from that. Damn it. So we were just like, well, what if we played first? What if we got them to open, like, before, like, right after doors, right before the, you know, the first band? And then we were like, well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what we can do. So we have a talk with one of the guys who runs the festival, one of the founding fest dudes, John Reese, an amazing guy. We're sitting there, and Corey sits him down and says, hey, we got to talk about, what do you think of side projects? He asked him to have like a little meeting. We come sit down. He probably thinks it's about something serious. And we have this little meeting, and he goes, I love them. I love side projects. What about Ladder Up an Ass? It was a very short conversation. He goes, okay, tell me more. And
not Ladder.
He goes, we want to play Ladder Up an Ass. He goes, we want to play the show. And we want to play a show or something like that. All right. John's question to us, without any, we barely told him anything. And he goes, how many shows do you want to play? And we were like, whoa. So we were just like, well, we just want to play one. And he goes, you want to play the New York show? And we said, okay. So then, you know, all kinds of ridiculous stories were told about, you know, they told a lot of press people and stuff that it was like a Slipknot side project, you know, which I guess technically it was, but, you know, I guess a lot of people were thinking something serious was going to happen when it all went down.
Yeah, like when we were there at the like press tent, there was like the band schedule,
yeah.
And like all
yeah.
the, like you know we were there with like a bunch of other media people, and we were all like, "What the fuck is this Ladder Up an Ass?" And then this other guy was like, "I don't know, but I know I'm not missing it."
When we saw the day we walked in that day, the day before was actually the mass show. And I had a lot of guests out. Family and friends were out. And I was actually missing out on hanging out with them a bit because I was in the van recording Ladder Up an Ass songs that were going to be played the next day. And we had the morning we went in, we saw that on the schedule, and we were like, that was when we knew. We were like, this is real. We're really doing this ridiculous idea that we've been talking about for, I mean, it was the stupidest idea ever, but the best idea ever. And, I love the fact that we basically came up. Well, we basically came up with all this garbage. It was mainly, you know, a band that resulted from lots of conversations that had us rolling on the floor laughing. We're supposed to be an activist group, and we have, you know, problems with gummy worms, and that's why we threw certain fake animals, candy animals. I mean, we will. we plan on performing again at some point. I'm not really sure when.
Now, also,
we will perform again.
There was a whole situation with Triangles, right? You had
We had Triangles. We were supposed to have a bunch of Triangles. It was actually really awesome because that was like one of those moments when we knew that that it was really happening. When Corey walked into the catering one day and said, "The Triangles have been ordered. 100 Triangles." And we looked at it. Greg and I were like, "Are you kidding? You really ordered 100 Triangles?" And because in the past we've always done these bands, but we've never actually, you know, put any real like money or time into them. We just kind of threw them together. So we were thinking, "Wow, we're really having these Triangles. Wow, this is serious. This is really, you know, this is really happening now. I mean, the Triangles have been ordered. That means we have to do it. Or play this festival, you know, make a total mockery of all the hard work of all the people that put this festival together by rolling around on the floor and yelling." And so the Triangles were supposed to come in like the morning of or the day before, something like that, and they didn't make it on time. There was some problem with the delivery. So at the last minute, someone from Slipknot's crew made Triangles out of pieces of metal, like made homemade Triangles, like made a ton of them, maybe like 20 to 30 Triangles, and which was awesome because, you know, then everyone had Triangles to play, which was amazing. He put some serious work into those. I mean, I was definitely, it was like one of those, wow, this joke band is taking it to the next level.
And like, so did the other triangles play like a serpent?
The other what?
Triangles? The triangles? That?
Oh, I don't, actually, you know what? I don't know what happened. Maybe they got sent back. I don't know. I never found out about that. They may have been ordered somewhere.
Triangles? They got sent to Ozfest.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe they did. Maybe they were like, "Hey, you guys need a band like Ladder of an Ass Man kicking your ass."
And it, I mean, like, being in the crowd, it was amazing because it was pretty much every band that was on that tour except for Dragon Force, because they were on Inside. And you guys...
Yeah, we were kind of bummed that they couldn't be part of it. And I think I didn't want to... We wanted to play when no one was playing because we figured, you know, why would anybody be over there anyway? I think everybody was just, it was more of a curiosity, and they were like, "What the hell is this?"
Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, as you guys did go on, people were like, "All right, I get it." But
yeah.
What I loved is you guys had the dude from Under Oath be like your mosher. He was like in the crowd.
He was getting the wall of death going. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember you had like a 3-person wall of death. It was pretty much the most pathetic wall of death ever.
It would have been great if they started.
It was the 2-person wall of death. Yeah. It's really more like a person of death or whatever you want to call it. More like 2 people just running into each other.
A pair of death? A pair of death.
Yeah, pair of death. Yeah, that was there was a little bit of help from just about everybody on tour with, you know, almost all the bands were involved in some way. It was just kind of like, it started as a joke at the table one day, just talking about, what if we had a band called Ladder Up an Ass? I had thought of the term Ladder Up an Ass a long time ago and thought, someday we're going to have a band called that. It's so stupid. And,
sure enough.
And I was like, how about Ladder Up an Ass? And then it started and, you know, snowballed. And pretty soon, you know, all these people on the tour, there were a lot of people on the tour, so, like, not everybody knew each other, obviously. And
right.
Now, what's this Ladder Up an Ass happening? What is this? You know, and then after it all happened, everybody, you know, was like, "Wow, you guys are really interesting people," I guess, so to speak.
Ladder Up an Ass available on iTunes now.
Actually, we do have some tracks up online.
Oh yeah, you guys have a MySpace page, right?
Yeah, you go to myspace.com/ladderupanass1. Now the reason for that is that
someone got
the reason for that is that. Ladder Up an Ass site was made, and then the password got lost, and so we had to make it again. Check it out. It's got 3 great tunes. It's got Suck My Tray,
Right.
It has Going Someplace in the Clouds, and it has a favorite, our rap song, Butt in the Face. Part of a few other Ladder of an Ass songs. We have a Front Butt Dusted is one. We have a song called Recent Diarrhea. Very exciting stuff.
Will the live footage ever surface? Ever?
Well, I have a DVD of it, and I've been meaning to put some things up. I just haven't gotten around to it, but we have there's a fully edited DVD because one of the guys with Slipknot, the guy was filming their all their performances, had filmed the whole performance, and did an awesome job editing this like DVD with pictures of asses and stuff and ladders going up them. And
is it a multiple angle shoot or just a one camera thing?
It's just one camera, but he's got all this. He threw all this extra footage in, when the tuba arrived for the first time, and because Corey actually used to play the tuba, or the sousaphone or whatever. So he had a tuba, and then we had xylophones and all kinds of stuff like that.
Very magical evening.
It was pretty good. We're planning on playing some other shows at some point. We definitely. At some point, we're going to make Ladder Up and Ass happen live again. We were supposed to play a second show on Mayhem, but things got a little screwed up. But we were supposed to play a second show in Virginia. We had to cancel due to some technical problems, but we will return and we'll play a full show.
Guarantee. Now,
guaranteed.
We have this game that we wanted to play called Death or No Death. Like Deal or No Deal, but about death metal bands. Would you like to stick around and be a participant in this game?
Sure.
All right, great. Well, I think we should take a quick little music break, give the kids a little breather.
Right.
I don't know if you want to stay on hold for that. That'd be kind of weird. Do you want us to just call you back in like 5-10 minutes? Is that all right?
Yeah, call me back. That would be good.
You can take a little pee break or a poo break I'm not going to judge what you do, so you can just do
it. I'll probably do a number 3 in that time.
And we're going to start the music break with a little Sigh. And I believe,
excellent.
I believe you played on, is In Devil's Arms the track that you played on? Is that correct?
Yeah, I actually have a little interesting thing to tell you about Sigh. We're going to be performing. They're playing Maryland Death Fest, and so are we.
Oh, we will.
And we're actually gonna play our instrumental from the record from Pray for Eyes that Murat played on, and he's gonna play the song with us. Yeah,
that is awesome. That's like
probably the only time it's ever gonna happen.
Wait, I have a question.
Sure.
Our players. Did you hook up with him?
Sexually.
Hey, just say that one more time because you cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Out of like all the keyboard players in the scene and all that, like how did you hook up with him?
Sexually.
Sexually? Well, I'm gonna leave that.
Wait,
out
and non-sexually, please.
Non-sexually. Well, I've been a Psy fan forever. Like, I've always, been a huge nerd about that band, and. It was years ago, Steve Joe, a friend of ours who worked at Century Media, he had gotten Psy signed to Century back then, and he and I had talked a lot about Psy and how great they were and everything, and one day they were making Gallo Gallery, and they were looking for guests. People and Steve Joe asked me, knowing I'm a big Psy fan, and then talked over the internet, and then I did a guest thing for that record, and then I did one for the other one, and I was just like, well, he's an incredibly talented musician, I played on his band's records, maybe he'd play on my band's records, so we kind of sort of wrote a song together over the internet, and then, And then he added all these different parts later on, and they're really cool. It was awesome. I would love to work with him again. I hope that we can at some point.
So you also played on Gallows Gallery?
I'm on the song Messiah Plant. Is that the name of the song? That's the name of the song, I think. It's like the ninth track, I think. I do a little solo at the beginning and then a solo later. They actually reissued it recently, and they use an alternate take of my solo on the new version. But I don't know which one they use. Back when I sent it to them, I sent them like six solos. And
I don't know which one they use. Is that how good you
are? It was like a big deal. I said you just fart out solos or something? Sent six solos out like it's no big deal?
Well, no, I worked on them all. I just tried to make a bunch of different solos that were different stylistically so that they'd have a lot to choose from since, like, you know, we were working over the internet. We couldn't really discuss it that easily.
But was it difficult for you? Because wasn't that album, like, more experimental than the other ones that they've had?
Like, Yellow Gallery? I kind of felt like, you know, I mean, I've been following the band since Hail Horror Hail came out. So I was, you know, I felt like I was comfortable enough with it. You know, I don't think that one is experimental. I think the one before it is a little bit more. I think Gallo Gallery was kind of returning to their roots a little bit. And then Hangman's Hymn just went, you know, all out because the record's awesome. But I don't know. I felt pretty comfortable with it because obviously, when I heard the track, I was freaking out because I was like, I get to hear the sidetrack before anybody else, you know. And I was very excited about it. So I'm really excited. Actually, I actually haven't, the only time I actually met Mirai in person was back before we worked together when I was just a fan of his show and they came and played Boston. An awesome show, Psy, Warhorse, Khanate, and Thrones. And it was amazing.
Cool. Well, we're going to check out some Psy right now on the Metal Injection Livecast. We're here on the air with Gunface from the Red Cord, who's going to be sticking around to play Death or No Death.
You sound like the Sea Morning Zoo. What is it?
I'm not, like, coked up enough to be on the
72 degrees in Central Park.
So, we're going to take this quick music break, and then we'll have Gunface back on the show. Gunface, thanks for doing this. Thanks for hanging. I think he just said he loved the show. All right, let's check out some Psy.
Hey, man. John Demi Reaper. Nope.
Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the Metal Injection Live cast. Here it is. We'll be right back. Is it weird that I shave my pubes before visiting the dentist? Oh, I guess I'll just listen to the Metal Injection live cast instead.
Yeah, we are back!
He said, you just totally went into the red there.
We are back!
We're back.
Do you know how difficult it is to turn like 5 zillion knobs at the same time?
Come over here. I'll turn your knobs for you.
Okay.
Can we get Gunface back on the line?
Oh, yeah.
Noah?
Dude.
Our guest? Our guest?
I would need his telephone number again, please.
It's 917.
Pull that bitch up.
This could have all been done.
So, we didn't, way to go, Noah. I'll just blame it on you. But we have show in town, and it is called Death or No Death.
Sounds a lot better when you don't do that voice.
Death or No Death.
Welcome everyone to the brand new game show. That's ringing in the background.
That was the growl.
He's got a growl for his ringtone. It's called Death or No Death, and I'm going to explain the rules as soon as we get Gunface on the line.
You are on the line with the Metal Injection live cast.
Right.
Death or No Death.
Now, we're about to start the game, so I'm going to read the rules for everybody. What we're going to do is we have five categories. One of you is going to pick a category, and I'm going to read three or four bands, depends on the question, and I'm going to ask you which one of those bands is fake or which one of those bands is a real band. I'm going to have Gunface go first because he's on the phone. And he has no card to hold up. Everyone else is going to be holding up these little cards. We're going to start with Frank, and I'm going to ask you to choose a category, Frank. Here are our categories for round one. Shard to Kill, Culinary Kookiness, Government Conspiracy, Lady Parts, or Death Metal Jabberwocky.
What's the culinary cookie part?
Culinary kookiness. All right, we're going to start with this one. I'm going to read you three death metal bands, and you tell me which one is fake. Guys, ready? Pelvic Meatloaf, Placenta Sandwich, or Scrotum Souffle. Read it one more time. Pelvic Meatloaf, Placenta Sandwich, or Scrotum Souffle. Everyone get their cards ready, A, B, or C. And we're going to go to Gunface first. Which one do you think is fake?
What's the first one again?
Pelvic Meatloaf, Placenta Sandwich, or Scrotum?
I'm going to say Pelvic Meatloaf.
Pelvic Meatloaf. Rob, what do you say?
A.
Pelvic Meatloaf. Sid? Sid says Scrotum Souffle. Pelvic Meatloaf. And we got four Pelvic Meatloafs. The correct answer is Scrotum Souffle, Sid.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Pelvic Meatloaf is a real band.
That's actually made up by me. So Sid jumps
in
the lead. Did
you Google it first?
Nice.
Yeah, I checked all the wrong answers to make sure that I didn't accidentally make up a real band. Now,
so Scrotum Souffle is the only one that's not real?
Yes.
That's
correct.
Wow.
All right. And we're going to have Noah pick a category now. We have Shard to Kill, Government Conspiracy, Lady Parts, or Death Metal Jabberwocky?
I'm going to have to go with Lady Parts.
Lady Parts. Noah?
Why would you pick that category?
because I have lady parts, so I would like that category.
We keep hearing about the
anyways. Guys, tell me which band
and ladies.
Which band is fake? Nipple Ripper? Tit Wrench or Clitoris Demolisher? Nipple Ripper, Tit Wrench, or Clitoris Demolisher. One of them is fake, two are real. Everybody ready? Gunface, you're first.
This is tricky. I'm going to have to go with, what was the second one?
I'll read them all again one more time. Nipple Ripper,
Nipple Ripper,
Tit Wrench, or Clitoris Demolisher.
You never know. I'm going to say Nipple Ripper is fake.
All right. Gunface says Nipple Ripper. Rob?
Clitoris Demolisher.
Okay. Sid?
I say Clitoris Demolisher.
Okay. Frank and Anthony say
Wrench.
Tit Wrench. And Noah says Tit Wrench. The correct answer is Nipple Ripper.
One. That's the best.
The other
one
two are legit bands. Nipple Ripper made up by me. And that's what Gunface said, Nipple Ripper, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Gunface, the only one who scores on that one.
Clitoris Demolisher sounds too proper. Like, it should just be like Clit Demolisher, you know, not like...
It's definitely, I did not extend it. It's Clitoris Demolisher. We move on to Rob, who has to pick from these categories. Shard to Kill, Government Conspiracy, or Death Metal Jabberwock?
I will pick Government Conspiracy because 9/11 was an inside job.
Okay. Guys, one of these bands is real, and two are fake. Okay, you're looking to pick the real one.
Oh, just changing it up.
A, Federal Drugs Administration. B, Central Intelligence Agency. Or C, Department of Homeland Security. One of these is a real death metal band. Two are fake. Now let's go to Gunface.
I'm going to have...
I think we broke up.
I'm going to go with the CIA.
CIA, Rob.
So we're going for the real band.
Going
right?
for the one real band.
Can you repeat the you repeat the things?
I will repeat. CIA. Federal Drugs Administration, Central Intelligence Agency, or Department of Homeland Security.
I will go with Department of Homeland Security.
Okay. Sid.
I'm going to go with Federal Drugs Administration.
Okay. Sid says A. Anthony says B. Central Intelligence Agency. Noah says CIA. Correct answer. Federal Drugs Administration is a real band.
All right.
Found on MySpace. Only Sid scores. We've only had one person score in each round. Let's move on to Sid, who will select between Shard to Kill or Death Metal Jabberwocky.
I think I'll go with Shard to Kill.
Shard to Kill. Guys, pick the fake band out of all these four bands with the word
I missed that. With the word what?
The word broken glass is in all of these titles. One is fake.
Oh, okay.
Three are real. A.
Okay.
Gutted with broken glass. B. Force-fed broken glass. C. Raped with broken glass. Or D. Baptized in broken glass.
No, I'm sorry. We're picking the real band?
Picking the fake band.
Oh, the fake
Three
band.
Are real. One is fake. Which one is fake?
Can you repeat the names again?
I'll repeat them one more time. Gutted with broken glass, force-fed broken glass, raped with broken glass, or baptized in broken glass. Gunface.
I'm going to go with raped with broken glass.
Raped with broken glass. Rob.
I'm going to go with the first one. The first one sounded least.
First one was gutted with broken glass.
Yeah.
I, too, will go with gutted.
So it says gutted. Anthony says raped with broken glass, and Noah says be force-fed with broken glass. Sir, the fake band is raped with broken glass. Anthony, and who was the other one who said raped?
That would be me.
No, it was Gunface.
Oh, Gunface, sorry. 100 for Gunface, and Anthony gets 100.
I just want to say that Baptized in Broken Glass may be the best band name I've ever heard.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
All three of those are real except for Raped.
Sounds like the name of an ECW pay-per-view.
And now we're going to go on to, I'm sorry, it's Black Metal Jabberwocky. The last question of this round, we go on to round two. Black Metal Jabberwocky. One of these bands completely made up by me. The other two are real. Ready? A. Nbelulugugal. B. Vake Wandering. C. Nordemustra. I'll read them one more time. Nbelulugugal, Vake Wandering, or Nordemustra.
Are we guessing the fake one or the real one?
The fake one. One of them is fake. Two, unbelievably, are real.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say the first one.
The first one, Nbelulugugal.
Wait, how is it spelled? How is it spelled?
Okay. In a sentence.
Rob.
Wait, no. I don't want to say the first one because I does the first one start with a U?
No, I'll spell it for you. Nbelulugugal.
All right, I'm going with number three then.
Number three is Nordemustra.
Yeah.
I'm going with B.
He says Vake Wandering.
It
says Vake Wandering.
We say Nbelulugugal.
Nbelulugugal, and Noah says Vake Wandering. The correct answer. Gunface.
You want to know how I knew that?
How?
I actually downloaded a record by that first band.
Get out of here.
And I own a record by the second band.
Hey, you cheated, basically.
You're a cheater.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know. It's just my own world of knowledge.
Yeah, that's why he's winning. All right. By the way,
what are the scores?
The scores so far, Gunface has 300 points. Sid has 200. Anthony, 100. Rob and Noah have not gotten on the board yet.
Fail.
Now I'll read the categories for this round's questions. I Love a Parade, Badge of Honor, Diagnosis Metal, If the Spew Fits, or Jesus Pieces. Frank, Jesus Pieces, name the fake band in these bands with Christ in the title. We're looking for the fake band. Christ Agony, Christ on a Stick.
Christ on a Crutch.
Christ, let's start over. Christ Agony, Christ on a Stick, Gay Christ, or Demonic Christ? A, B, C, or D? We'll go to Gunface first. Which one?
Okay, well, interestingly enough, I actually know of two of the bands here, but I won't tell you what they are.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, that's tricky. I'm going to go with Christ on a Stick.
Christ on a Stick. Rob?
Can you repeat them, please?
Sure. Christ Agony, Christ on a Stick, Gay Christ, or Demonic Christ?
Christ Agony, because that sounds like the most, like, obvious thing, thus it has to be fake.
Okay. Sid?
Can I go with Nbelulugugal? Could that be my default?
No.
Then I'll go with Christ Agony, I guess.
Christ Agony. Guys, B, Christ on a Stick. And Noah says A, Christ Agony. Guess what? You're all wrong. The correct answer,
Gay Christ.
Gay Christ, which I did not make up, is actually a death metal record label and not a band. Really true.
Technicality.
That's why I was thrown off.
So no points in that round.
No, I actually have a Demonic Christ record.
Wow. What's the other one? You said you had two.
Do you have Christ on a Stick? Is that what you're saying?
Christ Agony, yeah.
All right, Noah, pick a category, please. I Love a Parade, Badge of Honor, Diagnosis Metal.
I mean, it's obvious.
Or If the Spew Fits.
I'm going to go with If the Spew Fits.
Guys. Tell me the fake band with vomit in the title. Anal Vomit. Haley's Vomit. Vomitory. Or Edith Bunker's Demonized Vomit Insurance. Believe it or not,
Only one of these is fake.
Can we the choices again?
Yeah.
Can we get the choices again?
Anal vomit, Haley's vomit, vomitory, or Edith Bunker's demonized vomit insurance. We're going to start with Gunface.
Well, I'm going to go with Haley's vomit.
Haley's vomit.
I think that's clever, but I don't think anybody's come up with that yet.
Okay.
I'm going to agree. I'm going to go with Haley's vomit.
Haley's vomit.
I'm afraid we're all going to outsmart ourselves by avoiding the Edith Bunker's
Haley's
vomit. Haley's
vomit.
$1.
Hey, you got the strategy.
Wrong game show.
All right. Well, Edith Bunker's, et cetera. And Noah says Haley's vomit. The correct answer, the fake band, is Haley's vomit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everybody scores except Anthony.
After
that's a real band. Look it up.
After this show, I'm fucking down with that.
Okay. Wait,
anal vomit.
Yeah, anal vomit is a real band. Okay. All right. Time for Rob to pick a category. We have I Love a Parade, Badge of Honor, or Diagnosis Metal.
I'm going to go with Diagnosis Metal.
Diagnosis Metal. Okay. Tell me the fake band out of these three diseases. Bands named after diseases. Tell me the fake one. Two are real ones. Astral decapitation through masturbation. Fecalized rectal sperm spewage. Or hemolytic genital fistula disorder.
Oh.
One of these three is fake. I'll give you a moment.
Can we get the choices again?
Sure. Accidental decapitation through masturbation, fecalized rectal sperm spewage, or hemolytic genital fistula disorder. We'll start with Gunface.
So hard.
I'm gonna go with number one.
Number one is accidental decapitation through masturbation.
I agree.
Rob says
A.
A. You don't have to say the whole thing.
B.
B. Fecalized rectal sperm spewage.
B.
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 None of you got the right answer. Hemolytic genital fistula disorder, which I made using a random death metal name generator.
Where can one find that?
The other two, let's search it. The accidental decapitation through masturbation and fecalized rectal sperm spewage. So no points on that one.
They're on Gay Christ Records.
And now, now we go to Rob. Oh, Rob just picked that category.
How about Gunface picks a category here?
All right, sure. You want to pick the next category?
Sure, yeah.
I Love a Parade or Badge of Honor?
I'm going to go with Badge of Honor.
Badge of Honor. Okay. Tell me which band is the fake band among these bands which are related to vaginas? Fallopian Breakdance, Uterus Massacre, or Cervix Couch. Fallopian, these two are real. One is fake, guys. I'm not making this up. Well, I'm making up one of them. Fallopian Breakdance, Uterus Massacre, or Cervix Couch.
I thought you were going to say Uterus Maximus. That's what I thought you were going to.
So did I.
No one steal that name.
I'm going to have to go with Cervix Couch. That's just too good.
Cervix Couch.
Yeah, I agree. Cervix,
Cervix Couch.
Yeah, same.
Cervix Couch. Anthony says B, Uterus Massacre. Noah says C. Guess what, guys? The only one that got it right is Anthony.
Wow.
Yes!
Cervix Couch is a real band.
What does it mean?
Uterus Massacre is the fake. And Anthony got it right.
The obvious one. Is that true?
We got one category left before we go to the lightning round. And the category is I Love a Parade. Tell me which one of these bands is fake. Corpse Parade, Flesh Parade, or Human Piss Parade? Corpse Parade?
Corpse Parade.
Hold on one second. Corpse Parade, Flesh Parade, or Human Piss Parade? Gunface.
I'm going to say Corpse Parade.
It's Corpse Parade.
I think I saw the other two bands that... Maryland. I'll go with Corpse Parade. No, not this.
Okay. Corpse Parade.
B.
D. Flesh Parade.
B.
Flesh Parade. And Noah says Human piss parade. Correct answer. Corpse parade.
Yes.
Fake.
Yeah.
Force.
Rob's on the board. Unfortunately, that's the last question. And we're way behind. Now.
It's like golf, right?
Score at the end of round two. Sid has 300 points. Gunface has 500 points. Anthony, 2. Rob, 2. Noah, 100. So moving on to the lightning rounds. Gunface and Sid facing off.
Wow.
Sid won.
Think he's out of play, so I'll have that advantage.
Well, no. You're all going to be judged on your answers.
Did we double the delay?
Someone else has to keep score because this is going to move fast. So just moving on, who got a right answer? Actually, you know what we should do is do it separately. I'll have Sid go into the isolation booth.
Really?
Yeah, and have him do it, and then we'll match the scores up.
Get out of here, Sid.
We'll just do it twice.
Go to the bathroom.
Here's what we're going to do, Gunface. I'm going to give you 90 seconds on the clock.
All right.
And I'm just going to read out bands rapid fire, and you're just going to say death or no death. Or you can say real or fake, whichever one. Just say real or fake. It'll probably be easier.
Real or fake, okay.
And if it's real, it's real. And you're right, you get a point. If it's fake, you know, obviously you get a point if you call it fake. And we're ready to start the clock.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
And go. Torso fuck.
Real.
Correct. Cranial rape.
Fake.
Correct. Oxidized razor.
Real.
Real, correct. Grinded nig.
Real.
Real, correct. California suffocation.
Fake.
Correct. Clotted symmetric sexual organ.
Real.
Correct. Disembowel the soul.
Fake.
Correct. Engorged with fluid.
Say it again?
Engorged with fluid.
Real.
Snaggletooth.
Say it again?
Snaggletooth.
Fake.
Real. Incorrect. Embalmed with cum.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. Kermit the Frog with leprosy.
Real.
Fake. Come on. Bathtub shitter.
Real.
Correct. Syphilitic priest.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. Abigail Williams.
Real.
Real. Correct. Clit eater.
Real.
Correct. Van Hitler.
Fake.
Fake is right. Mariah Carey.
It's real.
Fake. Come on. Give him a few extra seconds because we're laughing.
I will.
Mariah Carey. I just did that one. Sorry. Goblin cup.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
Mechanical eyeball.
Oh, did you say goblin cock? Oh, I know that one. Damn it.
Mechanical eyeball separation.
Fake.
Fake is right. Exactly.
10 seconds.
Exhumed and violated.
Fake.
Correct. Mangled carpenter.
Fake.
Real. Anal blast.
Real.
Anal womb.
Fake.
Time's up.
Time's up. How many did he get?
16.
All right. Now Sid's going to come out, but he said he heard everything, so.
I tried not to pay attention.
All right, well, let's see.
Well, how can I not tell
you?
He
said right or not right. He would have known what he said. Shouldn't have said.
Did you hear it?
Like half the time, I don't remember which was which, really.
All right. So, we're going to. Sid has a slight advantage on you because I go in second, but we should have sent him out of the fucking whole studio. But. Are you ready to start the clock? You're going against a score of 16
out of
28 total, but he didn't get to all of them.
Sorry.
Okay, should I start it?
Yeah. Well, I'll start it when I... Ready? Torso fuck.
Fake.
Real. Wrong. Cranial rape.
Fake.
Correct. Oxidized razor.
Real.
Correct. Grinded nig.
Real.
Correct. California suffocation.
Fake.
Correct. Clotted symmetric sexual organ.
Fake.
Incorrect. Disembowel the soul.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. Engorged with fluid.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect.
Wishful thinking on my part.
Snaggletooth.
Real.
Correct. Embalmed with cum.
Fake.
Correct. Kermit the Frog with leprosy.
Fake.
Correct. Bathtub shitter.
Fake.
Real. Syphilitic priest.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. Abigail Williams.
Fake.
Real. Clit eater.
Real.
Correct. Van Hitler.
Real?
Fake. Incorrect. Mariah Carey.
Fake.
Correct. Goblin cock.
Real.
Correct. Mechanical eyeball separation.
Real.
Fake.
No.
Exhumed and fake. Mangled carpenter.
Fake.
Real. Anal blast.
This. Real.
Correct. Anal womb.
Fake.
Correct. Anal crypt.
Real.
Fake. Anal flatulence.
Fake.
Real. Shit breed.
Real.
Fake.
That if you ask me.
Rib spreader.
Fake.
Real. Decapitated midget fetus.
Fake.
Real. That's oh it. Time.
I definitely lost that.
12.
12. Oh. Gunface is the winner.
Yeah. You know, I actually have some records by some of those bands.
Gunface, you get an all-expense-paid trip to nowhere.
Yeah, all right.
Special thanks to the government of nowhere for providing a special trip for Gunface.
Thanks for being a good sport with our dumbass game show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Gunface, thank you so much for joining us for this pleasant 2 hours of fun. This has been great. Thank you. Seriously, thank you for taking the time to get packing for tour to do that.
Yeah, I should be packing, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, your priorities. You're a self-promoter. You put promoting the bands first and yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You want to give any shout-outs before we rudely hang up on you? You want to give any...
I'm gonna give a shout out to Kermit the Frog with Leprosy. We're gonna be doing a split with those guys, and also Anal Womb.
Well, make sure to check out the Red Cord, myspace.com/theredcord or theredcord.com. Pick up their last CD, Pray for Eyes, or what some would say is their best CD, Fused Together in Revolving Doors, or what some younger kids would say is their best CD, Clients. What do you say is your best CD, Gunface?
Probably the record that has never been written, nor will ever be written.
That's that one up, guys.
All their other shit is selling out, man. The ones that they just
actually go
find is the
go good. Buy the ones that are on Metal Blade, because that's the label we're on. So go buy them and buy the old one too. Buy everything and come to our shows and buy our shirts and all the kind of stuff. Because I gotta eat.
It's true. You do have to eat to live.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
To eat. I do to live.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to get to a quick music break before we wrap things up. Once again, Gunface, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, gentlemen and lady.
We hope you had a good time and break a leg on tour, but not really, you know, like in the figurative sense.
Rob did that once.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, we're going to hang up on you, but we love you.
Goodbye.
All right, I love you guys.
You're
all right. Bye.
See you later. Let's get to some Protest the Hero on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Oh,
Hello and welcome to the Chuck Blandington Podcast. That's right. I've got the metal injection guys locked up in my basement, and they won't be bothering us anymore. It's my time now.
What the fuck was that, Chuck?
No, it's not your time now. It's our time. This is, we're coming to the end of an amazing edition, the 13th edition, lucky number 13 of the Metal Injection Livecast.
I think we hit another home run with this one. I think we did it.
Yeah, Gunface was really good.
Gunface, thank you so much.
Amazing.
Thank
Amazing.
You so much on the show. We would have had nothing if it was for you.
We had nothing.
And plus, clearly you are the most true out of all of us since you won that death metal naming.
Well, we let him
naming. Oh, yeah,
we
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. We did.
We're kind.
We're good hosts.
That's actually, even with us laughing and trying to stifle him, he's more right than you did.
Same. Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
And even with me having the opportunity to cheat if I really felt like that. That's how honest a person
lost.
I am.
What,
that
at the end
refrain.
Added to that time with the... You know what's up.
Oh, is that the ocean?
Yeah.
The ocean?
Yeah,
the ocean of weed, man.
We're making ocean noises.
Who had Bud Kushner?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's our show. We promised porno Mad Libs, but that's how fucking egotistical we are.
So you know what? Some of those band names, it almost counts as if we did do porno Mad Libs.
That's true.
So perhaps next week we will have porno Mad Libs, because this was pretty much all the Gunface show. And, thank you to Anthony. Thank you to Frank. Thank you to Darren. Thank you to Sid. Thank you to Noah. Thank you to
Rob.
Tina.
Yes, I remember the name. Thank you to Noah's vibrator, which she's currently holding.
Whoa.
You like that?
Wait till the show is over, Noah.
Now the mic's gonna smell like it.
Thank you, Noah's vibrator.
And thank you to all you 5.99 billion people at home that were not listening to our show. We still have 3 minutes left. I don't know if we could keep saying goodbye for 3 minutes.
I would like to hear a crotch duster song.
Okay. Which crotch duster song?
Mammal Sauce.
Good song!
Isn't that like a 7-minute song, though?
No, five, I think.
Well, we only have 3 minutes. The only... 3 minute song is this one.
How about?
Oh, I guess.
What do you got there?
Starfish? What?
I saw Richard Christie today at Sirius.
Why don't you marry him?
Yes. Good dog.
Yeah, I'm Richard Christie.
Hope you're drinking plenty of beer and having a good old time out there. I can see that a lot of you are. And so have fun and let's rock and roll like crazy party animals. So please welcome Crotch Duster.
All right. It's November. Big fat bunch of skin of them. This is called Stone Insidious.
Oh.
Nice pound.
You wish. You wish, Red Cor.
Five seconds.
Talk radio.
This is your announcer, Meg.
We're on.
We're on the
air. Oh, hey! What's going on, guys? We're here.
We're queer. We don't want any more food.
Like, we're not... What?
Why?
All right. Let's get serious here. I'm Rob. That's Noah.
Hi.
That's Sid.
I just picked some food out.
Wait,
of
you
my
just pointed at
right
Noah.
And
it's rude.
Darren, stating the obvious, jerk. And we have Anthony back on the show this week.
Hey, guys.
Second time on the show.
I'm making another cameo.
Crowd favorite. Crowd favorite. Crowd requested it.
Not really. Thank you.
And in a few guests.
Celebrity guests.
Who more than Red Cord.
They like talk about the Civil War or something.
Oh, well. That was another hindrance.
Okay.
We came up with another game, Darren. Tell us about it.
It's called Death or No Death. And our panel, our illustrious panel here before me, is going to determine
how
that...
That's the buzzer.
I was going to say.
You're going to hear a lot of this.
That was
alarm.
I thought you
shat yourself.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's what my shatting sounds like. Shatting?
Right on cue, you hit the music. Thank you.
Yeah, no, none of that. None of that this week.
He's stoned, Darren, stoned.
I'm not stoned yet. Yet.
So now you have no excuse for your fuck-up.
Oh, I am stoned.
He's
It's amazing that we even got this up and running.
Yeah.
On time.
It's amazing that we do the show, and we've done it for 13 weeks.
Okay, we were just pranking your ass.
And, Yeah.
Where are you going?
That I'm what? Yeah.
Where are you going?
That I'm what? Oh, I'm packing. I have. For a week with Walls of Jericho. And we start in Toledo. So Toledo, I don't, Toronto,
you hear that, Toronto?
I think Windsor's the last show.
You hear that, Windsor? Are you there? Yeah, I think live.
It's hard to gauge how many songs we were in.
See what you did.
I don't know what you.
How long does that recording process take usually?
Well, we're gonna do 5 weeks this time.
Wow.
I think last. Things. If...
Now I wanted to ask. Now I wanted to ask you.
Oh.
I mean, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna tell you there's another working title song.
Now I wanted to ask you.
Oh.
I mean, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna tell you there's.
Now, I wanted to ask you, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to tell you there's another working title song called Supple Rossum, and that is named after, well, it's a song that reminds and Chris Rossum in time that, you know, the same time that, you know, so we always refer to that blast as the Supple Blast, you know. So when we were talking about writing while we were on tour, why do you guys say that? Supple Blast, Supple Riff. So we decided to add it to
it. He earned it.
He earned it, yes.
Now, I was hoping that we probably don't even have it for the millions of people.
Yeah. I mean, I've lost the demos.
There's a
mosh pit.
Like
a riff that goes.
Sound like the bear.
Singing this one, it goes.
Blast. Blast.
No, it's not a shovel blast. It's one that goes. No, it's not a shovel blast. It's standard.
Yeah, here you got a blast.
Standard.
You can't pick that up.
You know,
the standard blast is the, you know, the kick snare.
Wait, okay.
What's that? What's that, Gunface?
I didn't choose the name Gunface. I actually...
Gunface.
Oh,
fuck that.
Wait, I have a question. Why do you call yourself Gunface?
Oh, well, I don't call myself Gunface. Other people call me Gunface.
Yeah, what do you think?
I mean... I mean, you know, face really, you know, what people will say, oh, he's not Mike, he's kind of stuck. So, yeah. I'm really glad that I didn't call it that.
Boot face.
Yeah. Great name.
Nice. While we shoot for the fall of the October. For the fall of the October-ish. But that's totally, like, don't quote me on that, because we're still, you know, we still have to, like, discuss it. And in the summer.
It's such a big deal.
What's that?
Such a big deal.
No.
I
got a lot of money for that.
From this.
Dave.
What's up, Dave?
What's Dave or Steve? I think I heard
Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah, pay attention.
Dave, do you got a question?
I had a question for Gunface.
Go ahead.
Where are you? You're in Massachusetts somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Because, well, your area code, 978. that'll do it.
No, don't. Just tell him you have ESP or something. You're really freaking out right there.
Well, no. I mean, nobody knows about
Chico.
Question.
I just wanted to know.
Oh.
Non-metal Nirvana is a big one. David Bowie.
above
yeah.
blood.
Wait a minute.
Is I didn't it? Recognize you for a minute. I'm like, wait a minute.
How do you know each
you
other?
Think, hey, how you doing? So, my good buddy Dave Marchant.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Good question.
Yep.
Is
I'm,
that...
I'm very hung up.
Some ideas for some ideas for you ready for it?
Yes.
Metal injection. Think about it. Think
oh,
about
you
it.
Know.
Do you think about that now?
No, just you.
Do you write songs well, for 128 kpbs?
Being and they were like,
and then it'll just.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Footage of at some point we did a moon fucking around with and you know like you know we were like whoa was this idiot whoa was this idiotic crap that we always say. And he goes, I love him. I love that. And he goes, how many shows do you want to play? but we basically came up with all this garbage. It, you know, problems with gummy worms, and that's why... those candy animals... I mean, we will. We plan up. Those were simple characters. It was happening when the triangles have been ordered. Like, are you kidding? To do it. We're to play the set. We're to do it. We're to play the you know, make a total mockery of all the hard work of all the by rolling onto the floor and yelling. And so the triangles were supposed to come in last minute, someone from who made triangles, and which was awesome. Those, I mean, I was
triangles? The triangle?
I don't know. I never thought. I don't know. I never. Maybe. Yeah, maybe they did. Maybe they were like, hey, you guys.
And it was amazing. Side. And you guys were.
Yeah, we were. They were. We were kind of bummed that they couldn't be part.
figured, you know, why would anybody?
Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, I get it. But what I loved is you got everybody hyped.
he was getting the wall of death going.
It would have been great if they started.
two people just running into each other.
A pair of death? A pair of.
Everybody on forward, you know. You know, as a joke. I had thought of the term stupid. And, you know.
Sure enough.
And I was like, soon, you know, all the people, each other, obviously. And
right.
You know, what's it? Each other, obviously. And
right.
You know, what's this ladder up an ass step? What's this ladder up an ass tapping? What is this, you know?
No.
Actually, we do have some tracks.
It's on a MySpace page, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you go to MySpace.
Someone got
the
it.
The reason for that is that... A ladder up an ass... site was made, and it's got, and it has a favorite.
Nice, and maybe
part of the song called "Recent Diarrhea." Recent diarrhea. Very exciting stuff.
Will the live footage ever surface? Ever?
Well, there's a. I have a deep event. I just haven't gotten around to it, but
you know,
we have a one of the guys with Slipknot. They got and DVD with somebody.
Thing.
It's just one camp, you know, like first time. Because Corey actually used to play the tuba this time. Because Corey actually used to play the tuba time. Because Corey arrived for the first time. Because Corey actually used to play the tuba. First time. Because Corey actually used to play the tuba, or the sousaphone or whatever. So he had a tuba, and then the stuff like that.
Very magical evening.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. At some point, we're going to make Ladder Up and Ass happen live again. We were supposed to play a bowl screwed up. But we were supposed to cancel. And technical problems, but we will.
We have this game, No Death, like